you're just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculptures.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back. It's been a while since we've heard the sting.
Yeah, I know. It's been like a whole... It's only been 4 weeks, but it feels like a lifetime.
Yeah. I guess it's summer?
It's summer. All the artists go wandering, you know. Nothing really happens. Apart from, of course, the Auckland City Gallery, that everyone just kind of wanders off and goes bush and nothing really goes on. But things are beginning to get moving again now. Shows are opening.
Everyone goes to make art, I guess, don't they?
Yeah, or just refill up their inspirational kind of... Well, who knows what... We all know what the artists get up to in summer. Skinny dipping...
fill up the inspirational pool for the rest of the year. Yeah. So we're going to talk a bit about, I guess, what's happening currently.
Yeah, we'll talk about what's on at the moment for anyone that's feeling like getting out and about this coming week. But also, there's some exciting news for the arts sector of BFM. We've been doing a little bit of putting our heads together over the break, and we have come up with an email. Which is very exciting.
Which is great, actually. Yeah.
So we've now got arts@95bfm.com. So that is where anyone can send their art listings, and artists as well. If you have a show coming up or you want to talk about something that's topical, just email to that address, and that'll get siphoned through both Who Arted and Art Bank, which is our slightly longer, more in-depth show on a Sunday.
Woohoo.
Sunday.
Yeah.
So that's good. So just looking up at the social calendar for what's coming up now, the closing of the King's Arms, of course, is happening this month. And a collective of Auckland artists with lifelong connections to the legendary location will be staging a month-long exhibition to farewell the hotel before it shuts down for the final time. The show is called Departure Lounge and will feature a series of works by four award-winning artists who have spent the past year creating what they describe as loving tributes to the hotel, whose owner Maureen Gordon passed away in January, which is sad. I didn't realise it was so recent. The artists Jean Stewart, Rachel Burke, Jamie Wardale and Jerry Kopas have created a series of diverse works to reflect the spirit of the hotel and its creative patrons. Each of the artists has approached the project differently to reflect their own relationship to the arms and their individual art making process. Their mixed media works will pay homage to the Grand Dame of Newton Gully as a thank you for decades of revolution and artistic innovation. That opens on the 7th of February, and that's next week, and that'll the opening is at 6 p.m. until late, and that'll be going for the entire month, located of course at the King's Arms, 59 France Street, Newton. Go to thekingsarms.co.nz for more info on that. Tonight, if you feel like getting out and about, at the Audio Foundation, we have legendary Los Angeles performance artist Anna Homer, aka Breadwoman, who is giving an artist talk about her life as an artist. Anna Homer is an underground legend from Los Angeles visual and performing arts sector, a veteran who has performed and exhibited a staggering array of distinctive projects at venues around the world. With a sensibility at once ancient and postmodern, she's best known for her long-running performance series Breadwoman, which sees her performing in a costume entirely of bread. I wonder if people can eat her when she performs after the show. Maybe she invites you up to have a nibble.
I was wondering if it was like a massive loaf of bread that she was in, like just one big slice.
I would really like that, and you could possibly do that if you had access maybe to a really big kiln. There's no big baker's ovens that it walks through. Or you maybe the crematory, you could use one of their things to make a big massive loaf of bread.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Let's investigate it. Maybe one day we should do a Who Arted in big loaves of bread. Like, no one needs to know except us.
And an assortment of spreads on the side as well.
We can eat ourselves as we talk. Anyway, that's tonight at 7 p.m. It's Koha entry at the Auckland Unitarian Church, 1A Ponsonby Road. For more info, go to audiofoundation.org.nz. And tomorrow night, Anna Homer will be performing with John Bell and the Projection Band. So that's when you want to go and potentially have a nibble. And that is obviously on February the 2nd, starting at 8 p.m. Also at the Auckland Unitarian Church, the tickets are $20 on the door or $15 from undertheradar.co.nz, and go to audiofoundation.org.nz for more information on that. Kate Newby is exhibiting Swift Little Verbs Pushing the Big Nouns Around at Michael Lett Gallery at the moment. That opens next Wednesday at 6 p.m. at 312 K Road, corner of K Road and East Street. Go to michaellett.com for more info. Lot 23 is exhibiting photographer Angus McNaughton's latest series of works titled Finding Home. We'll be talking to Angus next week on the show. That'll be opening next Wednesday at 6 p.m, 23 Minnie Street, Eden Terrace, lot23.co.nz for more info. Tiffany Singh is currently exhibiting a selection of works under the title Collaboration is the Future at Melanie Roger Gallery. The collection of work positions the values and ethics of social practice as permanent works that focus on the collaborative process. These objects are imbued with an energy that are vital and valuable aspects of the artworks. Each work has been prepared by years of collaborative discourse and through seeking, gathering and weaving together authentic materials that articulate Singh's artistic identity and contemporary artists at this moment in time. A moment where her inquiry, context and relationships have come together to inform a body of work that has been germinating for nearly a decade. I highly recommend going and checking this out. Tiffany will be leaving Althea Shores soon, in a couple of months, actually maybe even sooner, for Scotland. So this is a really nice collection of her work, and in a way a nice summary of her work, and it might be a while before you get to see such a collection again. That is on until the 24th of February at 444 Kerang Happy Road. Go to melanieroger.com for more info on that. We've also got the Obliteration Room still happening, Kasama's work at the Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki, along with another range of a lot of other exhibitions. That particular one's on till the 2nd of April. The gallery is open daily from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m, corner of Kitchener and Wellesley Streets. Go to aucklandartgallery.com for more info. Out at Te Uru, we have Kashana Bush, The Burning Hours. The exhibition focuses on works made between 2014 and 2016. That is on until the 18th of February at 420 Te Rangi Road. Go to teuru.org.nz. Also on at Te Uru, the Portage Ceramic Awards will be great and worth checking out. And those are only on until the 11th of February, so get out in the next couple of weeks. And that is what's happening at the moment around Tamaki Makaurau. Email us, arts@95bfm.com.
Send us any upcoming art events that you have.
Even a question about art, like what is art?
We could have a little segment, or we could include it in Who Art It, and we can answer your art questions. Even though I'm not
a listener's question.
I'm not the best person to answer.
I can't wait. In fact, actually, we might just, the hardest listener's question we'll give to Keria to answer.
And I'll make up some crazy stuff.
And
about
then I'll
it.
Write it. It's this whole new segment. Anyway.
All right. We'll be back next week then with hopefully
Angus McNaughton talk about. Wonderful photographer. Very much looking forward to talking to him. He's also a sound engineer who recorded Straw People and is very well renowned.
Awesome.
So, yay.
I'm very excited. Thank you so much, Amy. We'll
You're
see you
welcome.
Next week.
Okay, bye.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.